Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Thick as fuck, and she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ask to burn one. Shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool, when I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above. In the VIP like they ask what some kid don't even know these niggas frauds, man. I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got bitch tendencies. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She flipped me to Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I told her I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me, I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
Hey, y'all know it. Today's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. We're in the building, man. Freestyle Friday. I am sitting in for B-Tray and Radio Real tonight, man. Just hanging out. We got a good show for y'all, man. Definitely. We definitely got a good show for y'all. So I'm going to try to keep it light, man. OG Radio, man. We got music. We got Freestyle Friday. We got a lot of stuff on deck today, man. So, you know, keep it light. Keep it going. Ladies, I got a couple things I want to talk to y'all about. Nothing crazy, just something similar, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get in tune with it. But I want all y'all to know that today, you know, I know Madden came out and all that stuff. So, ladies, I'm going to teach y'all how to survive this pandemic and that your husband, boyfriend, or significant other that plays Madden, how to survive this whole situation, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into some music. We're going to conversate. We're going to kick it. We're going to hang out. We're going to do everything, man. So, you know, just hang out with your boy tonight. It's your boy, Mr. AK. I know it's been a minute, right? I ain't hosted OG Radio so long. I mean, man, it feels crazy. But I do want to shout out to my team. I do appreciate y'all, man, for doing the work y'all been doing. Just holding down the fort, man, to be honest, man. Just making sure, you know, the show's been running real smooth, real great, and everything else like that in between. Tonight I do have a guest that's going to be coming in a little bit later. Go by the name of Rich P. Y'all already know how me and Rich P rock, man. You know, he's been on the show a lot of times, had a lot of music on the show. He's been on OG Radio Mixtapes. He's done a lot of stuff, man. So we gonna, you know, can definitely tune in and talk with him a little bit later in the night, probably like around 10:30, something like that. I'll just let you know what we got coming up, man. We got a lot of good music, man, from a lot of artists, man, and a lot of things that's been going on in our world, man. I saw something that was crazy that I just saw on Twitter. I don't know how true it is, but I've seen a lot of, I guess, credible people post it. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever want to put out, like, false information or nothing like that, but I keep seeing it pop up on Twitter, and I really don't know how true it is. But if it is, it's heartbreaking, to be honest. It's crazy because, like I said, ESPN just posted it too, so it was like, oh, if y'all did not know, I did not even know that Chadwick Boseman, a.k.a. Black Panther, passed away today at the age of 43 due to complications to colon cancer. So he was diagnosed with colon cancer 4 years ago. And within those 4 years, he played Black Panther. He played in so many iconic black movies, man. And the crazy thing is, man, nobody knew. And, yeah, it has to be 100% real because it's a lot of credit. Like, Vibe Magazine posting it. ESPN just posted it. It's a lot of credible people posting with what I'm saying. So, man, it's a heartbreaking day, man, like, honestly, to hear about somebody that has impacted not only black people, black music, but just the culture. The man played Jackie Robinson. He played, I think it was James Brown. I want to make sure he played Jackie Robinson. He played James Brown. Man, he played Black Panther, man. You know what I'm saying? He played Black Panther, like the most iconic superhero we have as black people. And it's crazy because to think that he was going through all that, and I don't know, he said 4 years ago, so I don't know which movies he was shooting, but for somebody to do all that and fight what he was fighting, man, that's incredible, man. So definitely want to, you know, say RIP and condolences to the, you know, Chadwick Boseman, his whole family, all the people around him, man. I'm just blessed that we got to see this man do great things. Short, 42, I want to say. I'm going to get it right. 43 years of living, man. And, man, that's deep. That's deep, man. That's real deep. I didn't want to even we want to say I didn't want to break the news, but it's on my timeline, man. And all I can say is give people their roses while they're here, man. I can't stress that enough, man. If it's somebody that you know that's doing work, man, that's doing their thing, that's just out here grinding, man, and you want to say, hey, man, keep doing your good job, I appreciate you, say that. You know what I'm saying? If it's people out here that you know out here getting it, out here grinding, or it's like people in your family that you don't talk to them people, communicate with them people, man. You never know when it's somebody's last day here, man. So don't wait until the funeral to get here to act like, you know what I'm saying, to act all, you know, hurt. And don't get me wrong, it is a sad moment when somebody passes. But when you know you have completely let that person know how you feel about them, let that person know, you know what I'm saying, that you appreciate them, or just give that person encouragement, whatever they're going through, it's different, man. It's real, real, real different, you know. So, man, dude, it's a lot of emotions going on right now with me, man, because that guy was, like, in his prime, man, I would say. You know what I'm saying? And to have him snatched away like that or get called home like that, I know it hurts, but, you know, at times you don't question God and what he was going through, because we don't know. Like, he was diagnosed with colon cancer 4 years ago. So that means through all this filming and all the stuff he was going through, he was probably going through treatments and everything else underneath the sun, man. So that just shows you the strength of somebody, man. They're able to go through all that and still give us what he gave, man. That's deep. But I'm going to get into some more music, man, and we're going to hang out, man. We're going to celebrate tonight, man. We're going to kick it. We're going to, you know, Freestyle Friday. Y'all know y'all can call in. 516-666-9826. Give me your best freestyle. Network your business. All that, man. All that good stuff. So, y'all in here locked in with your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. You know, I'm back in the building. Back doing radio, man, hanging out with the team. It might just be me for the night, so we never know. But I'm going to get to some music. Y'all hang out with me. I appreciate y'all. So we do, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. Let's go.
What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. The ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in the suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be it, they pay what the cost is. Every dealer a coke killer. Daily you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jump. But like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fried hard, mouths all stripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. How much the fat make it greasy? And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet. Your father don't show. Down by the corner they post with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition a white. Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing. You could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what we get action. Say you want what we get goon. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy slider a tissue. Yo, chillin's a villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they're walking, them shoes better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause the niggas are sitting for getting the ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. What you heard is a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet.
One time for the nation.
One time for the Viz.
OGNT. I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long. tell you how I feel. I swear I keep it real, and I pray to God that I ain't wrong.
It's been weeks since we first met. Thinking about your body had me weak since we first met. Mathematic positions, let your clothes do the subtraction while you holding my addition. Multiplying the strokes while your legs do the division. You the girl of my dreams, exactly how I envision. Body tight, right, your picture fit the description. Focal point of the room, you suck up my attention. If this song wasn't about you, you get an honorable mention. She assists me every level on this money making mission. Her grind matches my grind, kinda like a competition. She grind with such precision, rapid repetition. She the leader of the team, holding on to her position. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And ever since I saw her, man, I just wanted to hold her. Hand both hands like a PlayStation controller. And wake up to her like a fresh cup of Folgers, polar.
I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to tell you how I feel and how I keep it real. And I pray to God that I ain't wrong. This moment feels just right, just right, just right. This moment feels just right, just right, just right.
Joy. Girl, ever since I met you, all I did was think about you. I knew I had to have you, cause I couldn't live without you. And your man is a joke, he don't really care. Lend you my shoulder, no more crying, baby, wipe them tears. Me and you, no truer two, we like a hand in glove. I bet you exhausted your whole life, you ran from love. Praying to the man above for someone that could handle you. I ain't trying to hold you down, I'd rather see you standing up. I don't want to say goodbye, I much rather keep in touch. Put you on the plate, say my grace, proceed to eat you up. When we hit the sheets, that's the only time I beat it up. Slow it down, then speed it up. I'm like, am I a freak or what? But don't get it twisted, I'm enlightened. When the time come, you gon' get mind fucked, and I'ma make your mind come. Lost on the road, I need a sign, I'm trying to find one. My vision's kinda blurry, but your ex really the blind one.
I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to tell you how I feel. I swear I keep it real, and I pray to God that I ain't wrong. This moment feels just right, just right, just right. This moment feels just right, just right, just right.
I met you on that bright summer day. Bright sun, blue sky, pretty smile, brown eyes, thick thighs, no ass, but for me, you were just right.
Thick thighs, no ass, but for me, you were just right.
Couldn't wait to get your number and call. But first, what was your name? And she said, Rochelle Hall. Keith says, minutes turned to days, and days into weeks. My love began to grow, and for her, I was weak. So you can say whatever, but it's where I wanna be. And everything to her is what I wanna be. So you can hate on her, and you can hate on me. But I love her forever, and that's something you can't beat. But keep trying. So I apologize if this is too soon, but I don't wanna wait too long. Cause you are my life, for you I will fight. And when we both together feel so damn right.
Damn right, damn right.
I apologize if this is too soon, but I ain't wanna wait too long to tell you how I feel. I swear I keep it real, and I pray to God that I ain't wrong. This moment feels just right, just right, just right. This moment feels just right, just right, just right.
Yeah, I know it is. Your boy, Mr. AKLG Radio, man. We still in the building, man. We hanging out. We kicking it, man. Y'all got your boy right now. Y'all got me right now. Like I said, man, I know I ain't want to start the show with no sad news, but, man, that's just a rough one, man. So, yeah, that's rough. That's all I can say, man. Yeah, that's all I can say. But on a lighter note, man, I'm about to chop it up with one of the guys I've been really following for years, man, and guy that, you know, is a regular OG Radio for me. And one of the guys that, like I said, man, I've always had this guy back, man. Always, you know, musically, man, and just everything he had going on, I definitely rock with him. Want y'all to link to us, my boy, Rich P, man. Yo, what up, bro?
What's going on?
Hello?
How you feeling?
Man, I'm all good, man. How you? Man, we good, man. We good.
I'm all good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, basically, for the people who don't know, because I know a lot of people do know, they know how we know how far we go back, but let the people know who, you know, really catching up to who you are, what you got going on. Let them know, what, you know, who you are, what you got going on.
Oh, man, I go by the name of Rich P. Avalon, man, the concierge hip hop, man. You know me and Mr. AK, we've been rocking for years, man, back in the trenches, back in the old the zone
man.
Days. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Old, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel me? The whole,
man, grinding.
Yeah, the old
Adriana,
Adriana
Zone,
all that, bro.
All that, man. Definitely,
all that,
man,
bro.
Definitely.
In the trenches, early, 2012,
2013. You ain't never lying, man. So, man, I know everybody know how far we go back. But, you know what I'm saying, just break down, like, some of the projects you've done and some of the singers you've had out, some of the singers that's been on OG Radio, man, just let people know, like, as far as like musically, like what you've been up to.
Yeah, well, I first made a splash in the city with that Air Maxx joint, man. Like everybody was rocking with that. Yeah, you know. And then I got on the joint with me Sinatra's and B's. We had a joint called Ready for Whatever. You know what I'm saying? That joint.
Yeah.
You know, that was just us three together alone. You know what I'm saying? Like that was just something different for that time period and very special in its own right. And you know, just really what I'm really known for more or less is just being that guy that's always in the mix. You know what I'm saying? You see me. You know I'm out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know I'm regardless. And you know, like I say, man, then from there I went to the Welcome to Peoria, you know what I'm saying? That took off, feel me? Then I dropped that Kings Like Us mixtape. That shit was crazy. I had to join on there with E-Day. You know what I'm saying? Look What You Done To Me. That shit was crazy. Then after that, I dropped Trap Hop. The project, it was called Trap Hop. You know what I'm saying? And that went crazy. Like, I had the whole streets going crazy off that. I got a joint on there with Famous Dex. You know what I'm saying? And then I just dropped another project June 22nd of this year called Hidden in Plain Sight. And that's going crazy, man. Just the way I dropped it and released it. Like I released it as a card, as a subscription, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can get into that a little bit later, I guess, but so yeah, man, that's a little bit about, you know, who I am and what I got going on.
Definitely, man. And what I've noticed from you is, man, like you a real story. I'm not saying there's not a lot of people, but you a real storyteller for me. Because it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's so many different levels to like, and it's so many different levels to like to your music, man. Because, you know, like I said, we know how far me and you go back, and I've just been watching like your growth, bro. And to be honest, man, I'm definitely proud of the growth, man, because a lot of artists do get stuck in that one lane and they have a hit and they just stay there. But I've seen you take risks with tracks, man. I've seen music videos that I've used for my shows and I'm like, dude, that's powerful. You know what I'm saying? So,
man,
man, bro, like every time you post something, you know I'm always checking it out. It's like, no, I check it out because a lot of people know I support Chicago. I support a lot of Chicago artists, man. But at the same time, I let the fans decide who hot and who not. I don't do no favoritism. I do none of that. But just to watch how you've been switching it up, bro, it's definitely been like a breath of fresh air for Chicago and just hip hop. Honestly, bro, I just had to say that.
I appreciate that, bro. I definitely do. I appreciate that, bro.
Definitely.
Go ahead, my bad, bro.
Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, man, I'm just really telling my story, you know. I got a lot.
Right.
I got a lot, you know, I got a lot to talk about, bro. I've been through a lot, and that's, I feel like that's what we all here to do, man, is just tell our true story, man.
Right. Definitely. So, like I said, you said, like, just telling your story. So, the concept behind the new joint you sent me, Chain Break, what was the concept and the setup behind that?
It's really, like, you know, just being that eyeball, bro. You know, just being that eyeball of the of your maybe your generation or your siblings or, you know, the people at your job or, you know, just the traditional way that things go on, somehow, some way, you kind of just like, you kind of just kind of go against it. Like, you just, it don't fit you. You know what I'm saying? And you can't help it. Like, this ain't, you know, this ain't me. You know what I'm saying? This ain't, I'm not a part of this. Like, a lot of us, we grew up in certain families, man, where it's like, you know, poverty is kind of like, poverty is passed on, you know what I'm saying, through the family, bro. Like, a lot of times, you know, we don't talk about it because it's family, you feel me? But if we be real with the situation, like, a lot of times, bro, poverty mindsets is passed down through our families. So if you may be an entrepreneur in the making and you got a whole family full of poverty mindset people. So, of course, you know what I'm saying, you're going to go against the whole structure of it because they're going to make you feel like you ain't, you know what I'm saying, you ain't who you are. But all along, you're trying to be who you are. You know, and then you have to realize that, man, we just got two different mindsets. You have a poverty mindset. I have an abundance mindset. I know that I want more than this. I know I want more than this. And like I say, when you start to want more for your life, a lot of people just kind of take, you know, offense to that. And, you know, it's just breaking that cycle, bro, of just, you know, the tradition of how everything's supposed to go. Like, I'm not going to be in poverty. You know what I'm saying? My family and my kids ain't going to know poverty. You know?
True.
So it's just being a chain breaker, bro. Like, you just breaking the chain. You just, you know, you the new generation. This is what's really going on. This is what's going on now.
Right. I definitely agree with you on that, man. And what you said about, you know, this generation passing down poverty, and you could be that one that will, you know what I'm saying, break that curse or that chain or that stigma in your family to make everybody else think different. Because if everybody just follow the same suit in the family to where it's like everybody just graduate high school, go find them a job, work a job, find somebody married, go have some kids, and then their kids do the same thing instead of letting that child or whoever find what their purpose is. And let them live their purpose, and then see how that breaks the chain of everybody else in the family. You know what I'm saying? So I 100% agree with you on that one, man. Definitely 100% agree with you on that one. And I want to ask you about, as far as with 2020 in the whole. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of the most trying years I've ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? Because I know from the coronavirus to people having to stop work, to people going back to work, to sports not coming back, sports coming back, to black people getting killed in the streets for just randomness. It's like 2020 as a whole has been a rough ass year. And I just want to get your take on how you feel about, one, these NBA people and the sports, like, standing up for Black Lives Matter, and two, you know, what kind of mindset do you have about the situation? And if you were able to speak to some higher power people in the right setting, what would you tell these people?
You said the higher power. What would I tell the people in a higher power?
Yeah, like I guess the athletes, how they have a platform to speak and people listen. If you had that same platform, what would you say to them? What would you just say?
I would say to as much as you can, and I know it may be hard and I know it may seem crazy, but as much as you can, ignore all the outside noise. No matter what you think, no matter what you believe, ignore what's going on outside of you and pay attention to what's going on inside of you and follow that and trust in that.
That's real, bro.
I think that's
bro.
The best thing I can really say, bro, you know, because
that's real, though.
You know, and it's really hard for us to grasp that, bro, and that's really the plight in itself, if you ask me. That's really our real plight, if you ask me. Is the fact that we can't come to grips with that fact of everything that's going on outside of us has nothing to do with us. If we don't
react to it. And if you understand what's going on, it's a war tactic of making us react to what's going on. We are being provoked. You know what I mean? And we fall for it every time. But if we just and I'm not saying it like I get it. Most definitely, I get it. Man, you seeing motherfuckers dying and shit. I get it. I'm not saying like ignore it, but I'm saying ignore it. Do your thing. Build your castle. Build your building. Only way you're gonna be able to build your building is by not paying attention to what's going on in this world, bro. I call it stopping the world. That's what I call it. You got to stop the world, bro. If I'm going to be real, bro, you have to stop the world, bro. You have to stop everything that you hear outside of you, bro. And you just have to go within and into that place where everything is just love and free and is happy. And ain't nobody judging you here. That place.
Right.
And that's music. And that's music for me. For you, it might be something else. You know what I'm saying? But whatever that is, you got to find that and you got to know that and you got to stay there, bro. And you got to ignore everything else, no matter what. And we going to be all right if we all knew that, bro. If we all knew that.
That's powerful, bro. Are you good? But what I want to do is, and I want to get into this new joint, man. And it's this new joint that you sent me called Chainbreaker. So without further ado, man, I want you to introduce this new joint so we can get into it.
Man, hey man, this that real thorough hip hop music, man, for the real people, man, of the community and of the culture, man. This that real substance, bro. You know, this that chain break.
That's what it is, man. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all know the saying, man. It's not an official word, man. It's just word from the OG radio. Without further ado, I'm gonna get to this new joint. My boy Rich P. Scott Chainbreakers live right there, OG Radio, man. Let's go.
I thought a man was innocent until he's proven guilty. Ain't been no jury to judge me. How long must I pay for the wrong I've done? I'm a victim of the system that you see.
They put me on the leash. I just had to break the chain, I tried to run and flee. Still I had to face the pain, I'm poor all alone. It's like they left me on the island. Papa was a rolling stone, mama out here wildin'. I never had a course to jump off, I was born in it. 7 grams of rocks to dump off, I'ma go and get it. Black man in the promised land, but I'm foreign in it. When they killed my nigga Mario, I was tormented. I remember nights when I didn't remember shit. On the side of Church of Chicken, looking for a lick to hit. Go and get it out the mud and one day you'll be filthy rich. Everybody got a shot, you just gotta flick your wrist and break it in the bowl and take back your control. You can't be out here naked, keep your blanket cause it's cold. Remember you a lion when them snakes get on your road. Gotta stay up on your toes, either face it or you fold. Come on. I just came to break the chain. So much pain, but I can't explain. I just came to break the chain. So much pain, but I can't explain. I do this for the town, man. From the hill to the field, from the east bluff to the west bluff, man. I had to go through that so I can show you this. How could you judge me if you don't take the time to understand? They tell you stop trapping, but don't offer you another plan. I see you out here making plays, heard you had a couple bands. Made him put his hands up, I just want the upper hand. I did a lot of shit out here to eat that I can't take back. Won't nobody give you shit, you gotta go and take that. Your patience ain't a trait of mine, I gotta have it ASAP. Hit my plug and cashed out, I'm just trying to shake back. Bro said I should have fell in line, but that ain't how I'm built. Left a bad taste in my mouth, like some sour milk. Could you be the child and turn around, act like you justified? I'm out here with them runaway slaves, why you run aside? When you really love it, it ain't shit to make a sacrifice. And if I gotta die, I see you in the afterlife. It's all good, I still love you, even though it ain't the same. Give me if I'm wrong, but I just came to break the chain. Come on.
Won't somebody help me? Why won't they take the chains off me?
I just came to break the chain.
so much pain, but I can't complain. I just came to break the chain. So much pain, but I can't complain.
This for the grinders right here. For the hustlers and jugglers, man. Radicals. Yeah.
Fight you, man.
So determined. Look.
I got to win, can't lose no more. You don't grind, you don't shine, make moves, lay low. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know. I got to win, can't lose no more. I work real hard, flex my muscle. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know.
That's all I know. On the come up, I've been on the flow, moving and grooving, I've been on the go, can't take no more losses, I've been there before, I'm young but I feel like I've been here before, I had to have me a sack in my past life, VVS ice on my wrist, shining the glitz on my hand like a flashlight, run it up, make sure that bag right, can't take it with you, don't cherish it, but being broke is embarrassing, it's really not a comparison, I remember being out on the street, trying to find somewhere to sleep in the Harrison, I come from humble beginnings, but now that I'm winning, they tell me I'm arrogant. I deserve to live my best life. No more stressing, now I learned my lesson. Going hard, trying to pull a muscle. From all this flexing, counting all these blessings. In my section, drinking out the bottle. I used to drink at the faucet. Seven game series, tatted three. That mean I can't take no more losses. Hey.
I got to win, can't lose no more. You don't grind, you don't shine. Make moves, lay low. That's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I know.
That's all I know. That's all I know. I don't know nothing else. All that I know, if I focus myself, I'd be so rich I would notice myself. Too dope for worry, I juggle myself. This is the life that I owe to myself. If money talked, then I told on myself. Bang most of swole, I can't fold on myself. Can't control me, I'm controlling myself. You know I'm the ruler of all I survey. Catch me a plate and I'm out of the way. I pray no one catches my body today. I be cooling where it's not even safe. Try to catch me, but it's not even close. I'm a celestial because I do the most. Survive through the drought, I can show you the ropes. I show you the bad and I show me the money. Better just pray you don't owe me some money. Got killers with me that'll go get your mommy. Don't do nothing else, I'ma go get some money. I stack up the money, then go get some more. That money don't sleep, watch it, I take a nap. Can't sleep on the road, I'm strapped with a pack. I'm strapped with the load, pray I make it back.
I got to win, can't lose no more. You don't grind, you don't shine, make moves, lay low. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know. I got to win, can't lose no more. I work real hard, flex my muscle. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know.
Boy
Jay Fresh's outfit ain't in the stores yet. Hold way up. A nigga ballin', they should call it for a court press. I'm out of town, scroll connects in a short text. Wait. Bet I get the package for the low, nigga, no stress. Slow blessed, say you boss like I'm both less. Floating through your city with your bride in the Olex. So I'm stripping, got the mess on the flow wet. Rolling up my sticky and cigars while she so neck. I don't flex, only time my cap is broke left. Posted in the cover around the dojo like a coat check. Yeah, how much I fly, you swear I own jets. Hottest nigga in your town and I ain't even known yet.
Touchdown, pull up right in your trap light. Know the plug, so it's minus the tax light. GPS, that's a family that bags. The signs say no smoking, still I light up the pack light. Touchdown, pull up right in your trap light. Know the plug, so it's minus the tax light. GPS, that's a family that bags. The signs say no smoking, still I light up the pack light.
Yeah, I know this. Your boy, Miss AK. We back in the building, man. Still hanging on my boy, Rich P. Everlong. We in here chilling, man. You know I had to play a couple joints, man. You know I had to go back and play that All I Know, man. That's one of my favorite joints right there.
Yeah, that's love. I heard that. I'm like, oh, yeah, he threw that in there. That's love.
You know how I do.
Yeah.
So what I want to ask you is, I know, you know, with this pandemic, a lot of people have rebranded themselves, and a lot of people have found new hustles, new businesses, and all this amazing stuff that people have found to do when you can't, you know, do work in regular 9-to-5. People have, you know, made new hobbies and all this stuff. Now, one thing that everybody's been doing, or every, I guess, artist, is these verses, or I don't even want to call them verses. Whatever you want to call it, they call them verses. I don't really like calling them verses because it's just y'all just showing love to the music and the culture. But that's what they dubbed it, the verses, battles, or whatever they want to call it. But with all these verses going on and with all these, you know, celebrities doing them and all these, you know, mainstream artists doing them, I don't know if you caught the one between Sinatra's and B. I just want to get your take. Just the verses, period, man. Just how you feel about them. Do you feel like it's good for the culture, or you just feel like it's just something that's gonna fade once, you know, if we're able to go back to normal? How do you feel about them? And give me your take on the Sinatra's and the B's verses as well.
I'm gonna be 100, bro. Like, I never really liked to challenge, like, the whole challenge element or competition element of hip-hop, or just in life, period. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I never really focused on judging myself or measuring myself based on anybody else. I just never had that type of mindset. So, to me, like, I never really had, like, a competitive spirit when it came to stuff I really, you know, care about. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. That's me. But I know, like, most people don't look at rap like that at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a two-way answer for me. Like, yeah, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I respect it. I think it's cool for who do it. But for me, I don't really, you know, I kind of really can't see myself doing
it. Right. I mean, that's it. Everybody got their preference, man. Everybody do have their preference. And for me, I like seeing people appreciate and celebrate music. That's what I feel like, because one of my favorite ones was DMX and Snoop. I don't know about anybody else, but I watched that one, and that was just two people just going down memory lane, just reminiscing about, you know, the time they was in when they was making the track.
Now,
I would
do that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's something I would do, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would do that. Like, if it was boxed up in that type of context, then, yeah, I would do that. But
right.
That ain't really I've been, you know what I mean, like branded. It's kind of been branded in a way where it's like a challenge. You know what I'm saying? Like, if me and Sinatra go head for head, like, versus, like, how did that look? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I fuck with bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and a lot of.
You know, so if it's on some reminiscence, I'm a definitely, I'll do that.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's exactly what Snoop and DMX did, because Snoop said it off top, like, man, this ain't no verses, bro. We just playing music. We just celebrating life. We just celebrating music. Man, ain't no, we ain't making no count. We ain't going by the numbers. He was like, y'all can do y'all whoever won which round, but we ain't on that. Snoop like, man, we enjoy music. We enjoy life, man, with all this BS going on in the world. And I feel like that was just, that's why Snoop is, like, timeless, bro. Like, for me, even though Snoop is a West Coast artist, it's just the way he moves and the way he thinks and the way he rotates and the way he just continuously, you know what I'm saying, switch it up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Even though some of the switch-ups, I was like, okay, bro, I ain't really feeling that. But that's just me, my opinion. But just how he's continuously, like, reinvented himself and just it stayed true to who he was. That's why I feel like a lot of artists can't survive, because they would rather do what everybody wants them to do than doing what is what they want to do in their heart. And that's why a lot of artists be hot for a hot minute and they just fade, because they just trying to follow the fad, whether they're following the main reason they got into music, hip hop, whatever. So that's just my opinion with that situation. That's why I kind of really fell in love with the way that Snoop and DMX did it. It's, don't get me wrong, I don't know if nobody else watched, but I just watched Rough Riders Chronicles, and just to watch and see how this man DMX came up, bro. That's like, a lot of people need to watch that, because that man fought demons his whole life. And, you know what I'm saying? That man, like, outside of just watching with the whole Rough Riders situation, how they came up, but just to watch, like, them talk about how DMX, you know what I'm saying, was going through certain things in his life and dealing with what he's dealing with, and still, like, this man made music from, like how you make music, you know what I'm saying? I'm not comparing you to DMX, but how DMX makes music strictly from his heart is the same, is the, like, the craziest thing, because that's why he was so successful, because he gave people him. He didn't try to go with no gimmick. He was like, this is who I am. This is me in the raw, in the flesh. And so when people used to see this man crying on stage, a lot of people thought that was like showmanship. It was like, no, that nigga is really in the moment. Like, every time he get done doing a show, he's thinking to himself, like, God is giving me something that I don't even think I deserve. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how other people took that, but I took that as a deep situation.
You say you took it as a what?
I took it as a real, like, real deep thing, that somebody could be that talented and still question, you know what I'm saying, the gifts that he got, you know what I'm saying? And that just shows you, like, that's real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, And, yeah, but you definitely got to check that out.
Yeah, I definitely do got to check that out, because he wanted the great, bro. He wanted the people that I respect. On another level, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like the type of music that he makes is this. It's just timeless, bro. Like, that's, he telling a real story. You know, and that's music to me. That's music.
Facts. That's big facts on that. And, like, I know a lot of other stuff that's going on, but my thing is, with these athletes, man, because I'm going to ask you this question. As these athletes go back to playing or, like, want to finish out whatever they're doing, I feel like that whether they stopped playing or they didn't stop playing, I feel like that them not playing or playing is not going to affect, you know what I'm saying, the situation that's going on out here where it's innocent black people steady getting killed. And the biggest blessing, even though it don't feel like it, the fact that...
I disagree with you on that one, bro.
Yeah?
I disagree. Yeah, because we got to understand, we all in this shit together, whether we realize it or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All of this shit is interconnected. All of this shit is interweaved and intertangled together,
yeah,
bro, as one big fabric.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. we try to individualize it. That's where we go wrong. But what I'm saying
yeah.
is, well, by them doing that, that's going to create a ripple effect on other things
right.
that could
you're right.
in totality change the situations that's going on.
Right.
So the way, you know, we can't think of it like individualized one moment and put it in one box.
Yeah.
And that could,
right.
because that's what makes people not do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what creates the situation
right.
that keeps going on. And that's what the people that's put them type of situations in play, that's what they banking on. They banking on us to look at everything as an individual, little individualized situation and not
mm-hmm.
do nothing. But once we smart enough and see that all of this shit is intertangled and intertwined,
mm-hmm.
then we can really, you know, like I say, create a ripple effect in your own way.
Right. I definitely hear what you're saying on that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, a lot of people agree or disagree. Do you agree with? Do you think that like sports should have just completely stopped, or do you feel like that they should just continuously play, but still, you know, push their message in, you know, certain ways? Because like I said, it's kind of, for me, it's a double edged sword. If they do. And then it's just like, okay, we just gonna, you know, keep it moving. But at the same time, if they pushing something and they get in front of cameras and pushing something, does it have that same effect as them being at home and pushing that same message?
I think they need to do it. If that's what they feel in their heart to do, bro, I think that's what they need to do. Because I mean, I know how that is, bro. Like, you ain't no telling what's going on as far as like the whole infrastructure, the NBA, like. A lot of these companies in the NBA, you know what I'm saying, all these team owners, you never know what type of companies and prison systems that these people are investing in that's contributing to
right.
what's going on in our community. We never
right,
know.
Right.
You know, they can be investing in all type of private businesses and private
yeah.
prisons and, you know what I'm saying, just shit that contribute to the whole... You know, the whole cycle of mass incarceration. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they could be, you know, they could be funding behind certain bills and endorsing certain things and laws that be passed that stick us in the end, and we would never know that, bro. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It's just like you never know, bro. Like, the NBA players know though. That's the thing. See,
yeah.
They be knowing.
They definitely know.
So
they
that's why I
know.
Say, like, man, they probably could be looking at it like that. Like, man, I'm not finna be out here dribbling the ball and shit and running around and shit for these motherfuckers that don't even, you know, give a fuck about it just to get a check.
Yeah.
And I see all
yeah,
my people
right.
dying and shit. Like, it could be, you know, they could be looking at it on a whole other level.
You
I don't know.
That.
I don't know.
Right, but I do know, like...
Yo,
damn.
Nah,
what's going on,
it's Radio Rail. What's going on, Rich P, A.K.?
What's going on, bro?
The whole time. You know, not much. I'm one of the other hosts on the show. I'm just sitting in the cut. I just want to chime in a little bit about the sports aspect. I mentioned on the show yesterday that the way I look at it, like especially when they did the whole voting to see if they wanted to continue to play or not, majority voted to continue to play. And the way I looked at it is that maybe some of them felt like this is their escape, you know, from the bullshit that's been going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah,
I understand that. Yeah.
Right. So, like, it's a, like you said, okay, it's a double-edged sword. Like, it's a distraction on both ends. It's a distraction, you know, to the shit that's going on. But at the same time, some of these players want to be distracted from that shit. So it's
right.
we support the whole movement and everything, and yeah, everything's going on bad. But like me, for myself, I don't want to be around negativity and keep hearing negativity and keep seeing it all the time. So I want to escape somehow, some way. So if I was an NBA player,
yeah.
I might would have voted the same way. So I was definitely on the fence about it. But like you said, though, we never know what these teams are invested in. So, you know, they probably do got something going on behind the scenes. We'll never know.
Yeah. Because, you know, that, you know, just being in certain social circles, man, shit just kind of just be around and people kind of be in the know about certain things, bro, that the outside,
right.
You outside the circle, you would never really know. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I really wouldn't put it past a lot of them. You know, a lot of these white people, bro, a lot of these people be like, you know, investing in these companies, bro, that's really contributing to locking us, people that look like us, up.
Right.
They're profiting off of that. You know what I mean? This big
right.
businesses, bro. This is the game that they playing. They playing game. They betting on your life. I just said a line in my song, bro. They gambling with your life. They've been betting us. They betting us. They ain't even gambling with money. They betting us, niggas.
Right. True.
You know what I'm saying? They gambling us. So it's like, man, you know, we just got to really be mindful of how we going to respond to that fact. You know what I'm saying?
True.
How are we going to respond to that? And as an NBA player, you know, it may be rough. You know, at one end, it's like, yeah, like, this is my escape. On another end, it's like, man, what am I really escaping from? This is where
right.
it's at.
That's real life, though, man. That's real, man, because I've been watching, watching ESPN or whatever like that, and, man, dude, just to hear these black men speak, bro, and how emotional they getting, bro. And I seen somebody post up, and they was like, yo, I'm tired of seeing black men cry. Woo, this. It's like, first of all, you don't understand that if somebody is showing that much emotion, if somebody that, like, it's a million people understand that sometimes you get so angry and you know you can't really do what you want to, and the only thing that happens is tears come out because you are that frustrated, you are that tired, and that's where the point where these people are at. They like, yo, we are sick of this shit. Like, y'all don't get
right.
it. We are sick of this shit to the maximum. And it's like, y'all
but
don't give a fuck.
Not to cut you off, bro.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, man, one thing about me, bro, I'm very unique. That's why I made the song Chainbreaker, bro, because my whole life has always been, like, unique. I've always been in situations where it was, like, different for me. And it's like, right now, in this pandemic, it's different for me. People are now reacting and responding to what's going on currently right now. But the way they're responding and the way they're reacting to it is how I've been reacting years ago.
Right.
I've been here. What the mindset and the approach that people are now taking on now due to in response to this pandemic, I've been living like that for years now.
Right.
You know, just walking on edge and looking behind you, looking in your rearview mirror, and it's been real tense. Like, bro, them people tried to kill me when I was a teenager in the joint, bro. I know what they're capable of. It only take one time for a white motherfucker in a position of power while I'm locked up, can't nobody see me, to try to kill me behind. I don't need no other examples for me to know what time it is in this country. You know,
right,
man, I don't need how they killed George Floyd, bro. I've been in that situation. They done put their knee on my neck, bro. I done been in the cuffs on the ground with their feet on their neck on my jaw. I mean, their knee on my jaw and my neck, and I'm just laying on the ground. I've been there. This ain't nothing I was watching on TV. That was me before. So that's what I'm saying. I've been in pandemic mode, if you want to call it that, like pandemic mode. Y'all just getting here? I've been here.
Hey, yuck.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in good company now. That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in good. Welcome, shit. Because, nigga, I've been here, bro. Like, this ain't nothing new for me, bro. I'm just looking around. Like, this shit remind me of the joint. This
shit
remind me of the joint. Like, everybody walking on eggshells and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody walking on eggshells. Everybody crying. Everybody panicking. Everybody in a state of, like, fear. You know what I mean? So, man, I've been in this mindset, bro. So it ain't nothing, you know. It ain't nothing new, bro.
Nothing new, right?
I think it's
more well known now because the fact that everybody has a camera phone, so everybody can capture when this shit go down. Versus years ago when we didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? We've all, like you said, most of us that grew up in that type of environment, we already know. Everybody else in the world, for some odd reason, is waking up to it. But it's been here.
This shit been here, man. Like, if you go listen to my song, Kings Like Us, bro, I dropped that shit down about 5-6 years ago, bro. I said on the hook, police trying to catch and break the law so that they can put us all in some chains. From the plantation to the prison system, ain't no difference, man. It's all just the same. From the plantation to the prison system, ain't no difference. It's all just the same. That's what they do. They making this shit a prison. This is a prison. But we watching the kids going to school on the phone right now, bro. On the mobile device. That's how they going to school. Virtual.
Yeah.
And it's prison, bro. This is a prison state. We don't even see it. We don't even see it yet. They building a mini prison.
I think a couple years ago I was watching an interview with Jaden Smith, and he said that most things that you do in life, especially if you're a black male in America, they set you up for prison. And school was a perfect example with the bell, the assigned time that you get to do what you want, the time that you got to eat, the time you have to ask, bath, shit like that. So I definitely can relate to that.
That's the prison that they start off with to imprison your mind to make you as a worker. That's why they don't teach you nothing about money in school. That whole K-12, you don't know shit about money. And that's the main thing that we're looking for right now. We're looking for knowledge on how to get some money. We ain't thinking about no calculus. We ain't thinking about dissecting no frog. We ain't thinking about none of that shit. We think about how the fuck can we pay this. And they ain't teaching us none of that at all. It's the reason why, though, bro. That's the reason. It's by design.
That's facts. That's real big facts.
Yeah,
and a lot of people don't know that, man.
They definitely teach you
what
they want you to know.
Yeah. Instead of going for what you want to know. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Exactly.
Instead of going for what's going to free you.
Yeah.
Instead of going for what's going to free you.
Yeah. Because people know my slogan. People know, like, if you've heard my show, you know my slogan. Tell everybody, do what you love and love what you're doing. Anything else will take care of yourself. I promise you, I've been saying that for years. You know what I'm saying? And I got that from my grandma and my mom. They always told me that. You know what I'm saying? When stuff got tough, they're like, just do what you love. Do what you love.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it didn't dawn on me until when I got like through with college and all the other stuff, and I went back to school for what I wanted to do. Dude, it changed my whole. I just looked at everything different. Like, that's crazy because when I went back to school for something I wanted to do, I felt so much different. Like, I didn't feel like it was schoolwork. I didn't feel like it was, you know what I'm saying? I didn't feel like it was a struggle. I didn't feel like, man, I got to do this. It was like I was going to school every day, and it didn't feel like school. It just felt like something I did. Like, it just felt different. Even the environment felt different. It wasn't like it didn't even feel like school when I got my degree for television and radio broadcasting. It felt like I was just going to do something, like going to go hang out. That's exactly what it felt like. It never felt like a structured school. It never felt like nothing. But when I tell, like I said, I coach football, so I tell the kids the same thing. I said, man, do what you love to do. And anything else, I promise them that. I'm like, I promise y'all that. Because I'm not going to tell y'all nothing that I ain't been through. And I tell everybody that. Like, man, I see people. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, bro. You just finna tell the story. Go ahead.
And I was like, I see people in my 9-to-5, like older people in my 9-to-5, like 40, like 50 plus, like working, like bodies is like they hurt, and you can see them walk, and they like get hurt. It's like, I can't be that. It's like I look at that, and I ain't trying to be bogus. It's like I look at that, and I say to myself, like, there's no way I'm gonna be that age, and I'm gonna be working like that. And that's all I can do. Like, I can't. It's like, and I hate to look at them in that way, but it's like something got to wake you up. If you don't think that way, something got to wake you up before you see something, and you like, I can't. And that's your wake-up call to do what you're supposed to do.
And honestly, bro, that's what you speaking to what Chain Burker about. You know what I'm saying? That's what Chain Burker is about, bro. When you felt that feeling, bro, like, man, you ain't trying to be bogus, but man, I gotta break the chain. This ain't what my kids finna go through.
Exactly.
So when you feel that way, you ain't supposed to feel bad that you feel that way. You should feel good because you know that's not you. You ain't trying to live like that, and that's okay.
Right.
And it's okay for that person to want to live like that. That's the thing too. Like everybody got their own version of what success looks like for them. How that person may be feeling. They may be feeling successful. They got a job. They're able to take care of their kids and just get by. And you know that might have been their goal because their daddy and their grandfather and their great grandfather was never able to do that just that much.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they can just do that,
right,
it's like, nigga, I'm successful. You know, you just never know what people go through. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, you just got to, like you said, do what's right for you and do what you love to do, no matter what's going on. You know,
right.
That's the thing. Once you find that, that's the whole key to it all. Once you find that, that's when you can just go full force on, and you ain't got to worry about what nobody else doing because you so focusing on that.
Mhm. Yeah, that's true. That's true, game. And what I want to do is, man, want to get to some more music, man. We're gonna definitely continue this conversation, but like, I want to get to some more music, man. So this joint is for one of my guys, my guy nephew, man. It's called All Black, man. Y'all know what it is. Y'all hanging out, man, with us, OG Radio, Rich P, Radio Real, man. We have a real convo in here, man. Let's get it.
Let's go. Put it in the bag. Libations to keep my spirit clean, you know what I mean? Cause it's that all black music. Shit, I might get Delicious to walk through it. Yeah, I might get Morgan Freeman to talk to it. Cause it's that AR the war with Farrakhan influence. It's that I can press a button, I can make a call. And show up in a pair of black Lonzo balls. Black oil in my veins, drenched in Bryce and Milan. With a vegan Lapita, peep, I'm at peace, God. Squares out the circle, only making G calls. You know your shit's thorough when the streets follow. Yeah, you know it's lucrative for Hollywood calling. Got a spot on Sunset, time to disrupt the market. The rebirth for Marvin, Vision of Sam Cooke. When that King vibes, but I'm bringing the whole hood.
And we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to reign, we already famous. You knew we used to reign, we already famous.
Famous, I'm black in everything. Black bottles, black women, black in my pinky ring. Black cars, black deals, far from a black king. Black whips, all black, black is the new fame. All black, I'm black in everything. All black, I'm black in everything. All black, I'm black in everything. All black, fully loaded autos. All black's the motto. Black on black, I'm from that block that got my heart cold. Mama told me never listen to an old fool. OGs told me always keep an old school. New rules, pray them demons out your food, God. And when it come to your queen, never be too hard. Black dials, voodoo spells, and Ouija boards. Soul bomb, soul child, black on your vocal cords. When you incline, you never compromise your gifts. Shit, I wash my hands before I take a piss. Yeah, we gave you life, it's okay to admit. Man, I swear this content gon' be our independence. Black business delegating with the delegation. Discussing reparations for culture appropriation. Yeah, appropriately, and not the prorator. My girl got enough ass, I just need the 40 acres.
So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to reign, we already famous. You knew we used to reign, we already famous.
Famous, I'm black in everything. Black bottles, black women, black in my pinky ring. Black cars, black deals, far from a black king. Black whips, all black is the new fame. All black, I'm black in everything. All black, I'm black in everything. All black, I'm black in everything. All black.
So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bangin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to reign, we already famous. You knew we used to reign, we already famous. poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. Diamonds in my thoughts, not in your possession. You knew we used to reign, we already famous.
Man, bro, I tuned in,
Man, I was so impressed, bro. Like it was needed for the culture, and I'm just so happy that through my platform, through my radio station, man, I'm able to get these poets a voice, man. And to be honest, bro, like ever since I've took on this new role of program director and watching these three people grow, and you know, for a minute I had to step back and realize what I was really doing. Like, man, I'm really giving people an opportunity to really chase their dreams, right, man, to really come out here. And because everybody was looking for a platform to do what they we doing right now. And I'm like, dang, I do got the platform, so why would I try to stress myself out of doing all this by myself, just pull these people in that wanna grind as much as I wanna grind? And man, it's been a blessing, because it's been able for me to open up and do so many different things as far as grow my brand. So, you know, as much as they say I've helped them and I've pushed them, dude, they've helped me so much in growing my business. And it's crazy, but, like, at the end of the day, man, I honestly feel like this is one of the best moves I made.
Man, that's love right there.
I appreciate it, man. Always.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all impressed me, bro. Like, I can't lie about that. I wouldn't even front on it, but y'all impressed me. Like, even though I threw out some bogus challenges to y'all, but man,
hey,
I had to do
man.
It, man. You know, Rissy, you know,
boy,
you gotta put, you know,
man,
you gotta put these people through the fire sometime, man.
Oh
yeah,
man. He threw us some people. I can't even explain, man. It was horrible, but we made the best of it.
Yeah, that's what comes with being in the business, bro.
Yeah.
That's part of the business.
To it all, being able to just adapt and transfer, you know, the situation from a bad situation to a good situation, you know.
True. That's what it's about, man. That's definitely what it's about, man. And, you know, I had to do them like that, man. It wasn't no, like, me being, like, ignorant, but it was just, like, it was, to be honest, it was like, man, I went through so much with this show, and I had to deal with so many, man, so much crap. And I was like, man, you know what? They got to feel what I feel to understand, like, what this business is really about, man, because I can't just be y'all the easy ones, the good, great, the epic energy. No, you got to take some of these bad ones, too, to understand what this business is about. Because you're going to get everything, bro. You're going to get the artist who you like, what in the world is going on? You'll get some people that don't call in, and you got to adjust to that. You'll get the people who, you know what I'm saying, they all over the place. You're trying to get them in one spot, and they just all over the place, so. Man, that's what it's. Yeah.
No, I was gonna say that's a perfect example of why losses are lessons. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Because, you know, like you just said, all of those people that's just showing you how to, you know, how to work with the people next time on the next time around. You know how to work with them and make it successful for you. So
yeah,
that's you know, that's really love. That's like the tough love in a way. When he throwing you them type of situations, is really helping you and shaping. That's love.
Oh yeah, you gotta do. I gotta do it, man. I had to. So, you know, lessons learned and all that good stuff, man. It's just that's what it all came down to. To be honest, man, it's just, you know, I went through a lot of stuff with putting this, even starting this radio station. There was a lot going on, but it's like. Well, artists like you, Sinatra, Melo the Gutterman, it's so many artists I can name, be like, y'all like day one people to me, man. It's like, y'all like family, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, why y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was like, hey, I was like, hey, I need music. And I was just reaching out to people. I'm like, I don't even know half these people. I'm just like, hey, look, I'm doing a radio show. Well, I need some music. They were like, oh, okay, we'll send it. And then, like I said, where we at today, man, that's just, it's a blessing, bro, because like I said, it's crazy that we've been riding, doing this many years, and and some of the same artists that we all started, you know, doing what we were doing, and to get to this point where everybody is evolved and doing way better and still in that grind mode, man, that's what it's really about for me.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I just started me a media company myself, bro. You know, so I might have to interview you in the near future, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, you know, I'm always ready.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, I'm always ready, man. This is with the mode I'm in, man. So, you know, I'm always willing to help anybody, man. So that's what we building on, man, here. You know, with all the negativity going on in 2020, man, I'm glad to see it's a lot of positive things going on still, even though we going through, man, just craziness. But it's how I would say, man, when we come out the other side, it's going to be worth it.
You said we come out the other side, it's going to be worth it?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be worth it. Worth what we went through. It's going to be worth it.
Oh, worth it. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. But that's the whole point. It's just trust whatever going on the outside. It ain't finna stop what's going on the inside.
Right. You're right, though. You're definitely 110% right. Definitely 110% right on that one, man. Like I said, man, real, let everybody know what's going on for the, like, up-and-coming week, man. So I know y'all got some stuff going on for this week, for next week.
Next Monday, Podcast Monday, tune in with me, Mango, and Jesse. What time is it? 9 to 10:30, sometimes 9 to 11, depending on the type of conversation. Tuesday, we have a artist, Ivy Myers, will be blessing us on Tuesday. So catch us 10 to 11 with me and D-Trey. Then, like you say, on Thursdays, we got poetry, read Genesis, and like 4 or 5 poets that like to call in. And
mm-hmm.
then, of course, always Friday, Freestyle Fridays, always open. I'll see if I can get another artist. But, you know, anybody that want to call in, call in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, Wednesday, man, you know, I'm coming back with Request Wednesday for, you know, we doing Request Wednesday this week, man. I'll be doing that. I'll be hosting that. So, you know, y'all know my time. I'll be checking in like around 6. So, like I said, all y'all artists that's listening right now, and y'all trying to figure out why y'all don't get any radio plays, tune in to OG Radio. And you know, if your song is on my show and you request it, I play it. Everybody know that.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, this is Wednesday
no
coming
secret.
Up, y'all. Ain't no secrets, man. Y'all know who we've been doing over here. So all y'all artists who I see on Facebook, and I see y'all, and I just hit the button, and I'll be like, with the eyes, like, y'all, come on now. Y'all, you know me. So stop that complaining.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, man, mm-hmm. Wednesdays, Request Wednesday. This is the main reason I do Request Wednesdays. I'm going to do every other Wednesday just to show y'all that it's the artist that push y'all, and you got to push yourself. If you don't, you know what I'm saying, go hit these radio stations up, or you know it's a radio station, internet radio station, whatever's going on, and you not, you know, hitting them up, or you ain't requesting your own, it don't matter. Request your own song. You got a team. Your team should be requesting your song. So, like I said, man,
If
you really want to be a part of this game, man, it takes more than just going in the studio, rapping and walking out, man. And posting on SoundCloud or Audio Mac or whatever the heck, you gotta have some type of push, man. So definitely, y'all, I want y'all to definitely get it in. And Rich T, man, anything else you want to add to, you know, anything you got coming up, you know, anything you want to add to the end of the show?
I was gonna disagree with what you just said, to be honest. Because I disagree, because I do feel like we living in a time period now where all you have to do really is go to the studio and record a song and put it on them sites that you just named. That is all you have to do.
You're right. But after But after that, then what? If it don't move,
after that, I'm gonna tell you what. After that, the fans will speak unless you know if they fuck with it or if they don't.
True.
But you get it live in effect on the radio show here on OG Radio.
That's just my opinion. And I love that everybody got a different opinion.
I'm just adding a different perspective to it. That's all. Just, you know, I ain't saying what you saying ain't true at the same time. I just say I'm going to add a different perspective to it because it's like both of them is kind of true.
Right.
Like, that's too
yeah,
true.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't, to be realistic,
you can't really just, well, not say realistic, but for the most part, you can't just go to the studio, record a song, and just drop it on them sites and then just sit back and just twiddle your thumbs.
Right.
But what you can do is do all of that, put it on them sites, and spend hours every day shoot DMing motherfuckers that song.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And getting that shit out. You know what I'm saying? You know, you do that on a consistent basis, you know what I'm saying, for hours on end, bro, every day. For a consistent basis, that you will see some results. You know what I'm saying? And you will get interviews, and you will get requests to do shows, and you will get people that want to shoot videos for you and do cover artwork for you, and shit just will start happening if you just do that.
Right.
And that's all you got to do is keep doing that, keep multiplying that, and keep building your building. You know, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's that. I just want to add a little bit more perspective to, you know, what we were saying.
Oh, yeah, that's why I respect you so much, bro, because you always add something different, either way, it's to the conversation or to the music, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's healthy.
I appreciate it. I mean, you know, that's what we're here to do. One hand wash the other, they both wash the face, man.
True, man. True to that. But, yeah, like I said, man, we definitely about to get up out of here, man. Y'all know my motto, man. Before I get out of here, y'all know what I say. Do what you love and love what you do, and the rest take care of yourself. Like I said, it's your boy, Mr. AK. Shout out to my man, Radio Real. Definitely shout out to you, Rich B, for coming to hang out with us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.